This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
And, you know, as we said before, the heritage, the legacy of the mashayikh, we cannot afford to forsake it. We cannot afford to give it in to hijackers who would take the legacy of the mashayikh and run away with it and explain it and interpret it in whichever way, like Saray al-Saqati and Ma'ruf al-Karqi and al-Junaid and Abu Sulaiman al-Darani and even the different tier, al-Jilani, al-Harawi, and Ibn Ata and Abu Madian and all of those mashayikh, which are a different tier from the first ones that we mentioned, but all of them, we just can't afford to give them in to hijackers. We need to claim basically a Sunni explanation of tasawuf and preach it and live by it, because it is also important for our hearts and it's important for our survival. It will all depend on emphasis on adherence to the Quran and the Sunnah, emphasis on adherence to the example and role model of the first community, emphasis on clarity versus symbolism, that is emphasis on al-Junaid's way versus al-Kharraz's way, you know, Abu al-Qasim al-Junaid versus Abu Sa'id al-Kharraz, and al-Harawi used to like Abu Sa'id al-Kharraz more because he is more, you know, he uses more symbolism than al-Junaid. He felt that al-Junaid is too stiff, because his Sharia compliance made him careful, like extra careful. Despite the carefulness of al-Junaid that made Imam al-Harawi favor Abu Sa'id al-Kharraz over al-Junaid, despite that, al-Junaid was seen by al-Jariri in a dream after he died. Al-Jariri says that I have seen al-Junaid after he died in a dream. To just tell you about the side effects of symbolism. Al-Jariri says that he saw Junaid after he died, and he said to him, "Fa'alallahu bik," and he said that Junaid said, "Tahat tilka al-isharat, wa faniyat tilka al-ibarat, wa lam tanfa'na illa tasbihat kunna naquluha fil ghadawat." So Junaid said to him, "Tahat tilka al-isharat," all of those symbols or all of the symbolism was lost, and "wafaniyat tilka al-ibarat," and all of those expressions vanished. You know, all of the sort of the aphorisms and everything vanished, and nothing benefited us except the tasbihat, except the dhikr that we used to make in al-ghadawat. Al-ghadwa is the time between fajr and sunrise. And that's adhkar al-sabah. That's basically going back to amal al-yawm wal-layla of the Prophet ﷺ, Ibn Sunni and Nasa'i and others, adhkar al-nawawi. You just go back to what the Prophet ﷺ used to do. And that would be enough. Enough. That would be more than enough. Can you ever do as much as he did in terms of عَمَلَ الْيَوْمُ وَاللَّيْلَ? And will we need any awrad to compete with the awrad of the Prophet ﷺ? We don't. Abu Sulaiman al-Darani, and this was quoted by Al-Qushayri in his Risala Al-Qushayriya. Al-Qushayri says that Abu Sulaiman al-Darani was also seen in a dream. And he said, he was asked, what did Allah do to you? And he said, غَفَرَ اللَّهُ لَنَا وَمَا كَانَ شَيْءٌ أَضَرَّ عَلَيْنَا مِنْ إِشَارَاتِ الْقَوْمِ. Nothing was harmful, nothing hurt us more than the symbolism of al-qawm, the people, the masters of the path. That Allah had forgiven us, nothing hurt us more, nothing was more harmful to us. وَمَا كَانَ شَيْءٌ أَضَرَّ عَلَيْنَا مِنْ إِشَارَاتِ الْقَوْمِ. More than the symbolisms of the people. The same was reported from Abu Sahl, the Saluki, and others. So clarity. So adherence to the revelation, the role model of the first community, clarity versus symbolism. The third one is دَعْ مَا يَرِيبُكَ إِلَى مَا لَا يَرِيبُكَ. You know, this hadith is extremely important. Leave out that which causes you doubt to that which does not cause you doubt. If there is something that is controversial, is it bid'ah, is it sunnah? Is there enough sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ basically to fill your schedule with good ibadat and good azkar? And absolutely, there is more than enough. You'll never be able to catch up with the things that are established to be sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ and good deeds that come to us from the Prophet ﷺ. So دَعْ مَا يَرِيبُكَ إِلَى مَا لَا يَرِيبُكَ. Leave out which causes you doubt to that which does not cause you doubt. And there is so much room in the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ that you will never need to do anything that is controversial or that you are unsure about or uncomfortable about. So these are just like simple measures, simple principles that we hold on to while we basically reclaim the Sufi discourse, the Sunni Sufi discourse.